51624679 01.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ministry of Truth. I am Eric Corley, and I will be with you until 7 o'clock, talking about all kinds of things. Our telephone number is 246-7901, area code 516. Do give us a call, and you'll be on the air, and we can talk about interesting things. I'd like to point out that we have a brand new microphone for the telephone, so I'd love to have a chance to test this out. I'm really thrilled about this. Should work. So give us a call, 246-7901. Be the first one to use the brand new microphone. Today is Thursday, the 7th of June. Is that correct? Yes, the 7th of June. And it is 32 degrees outside. Yes, and that does not mean it's freezing. That means that it's a whopping 90 degrees on the Fahrenheit scale. And in case you're curious about what it is in here, it's 28 degrees in here, which brings it, what's that on Fahrenheit? That's 82 Fahrenheit. And we have a brand new air conditioning system that we have spent lots of money on, and thanks to the incompetence of the campus, as usual, we have more heat than we ever had before. Isn't that right, buddy?
Yeah, but
You're sweating like a pig.
I am.
Even on the air.
I can't believe it, Eric.
How long have you been on the air for? About 3 hours?
2.5 hours.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it to you.
It's so warm, though. We're not supposed to talk about it and everything, but...
We're not supposed to talk about the fact that we're sweating to death?
Yeah.
Three people collapsed in the newsroom earlier. Did you know about that?
Yeah,
we're not supposed to talk about that? It's supposed to be a cover-up or something?
455 News.
What happened in the 455 News?
Well, wasn't that our lead-off story? The three people collapsed?
I don't know. I wasn't listening.
No.
I was sunning myself on a beach somewhere.
One thing you should never fool around with is the news.
No, don't fool around with the news.
Nothing else is sacred. The news is.
But don't fool around with USB either, if you
That's
know what's
right.
good for you.
That's right, you
And
brothers.
These people are fooling around with us.
That's right.
They're making our air. They're making it hot. When people are hot...
She was hot.
They do unreasonable things, okay?
That's right. Eric, do something unreasonable.
Miami Beach, it's a hot town. That's why they occasionally go crazy, you know? Happens everywhere.
I think the problems at Miami go much deeper.
Look, where's there a hotbed in this world now? Name one place. What's the most volatile place you can think of?
I'm not going to give her name away.
Place, not
oh,
person.
Oh. Iran.
Okay, Iran.
Iraq.
Where is Iran? It's near the equator.
Hot.
People get hot. They get upset. They do unreasonable things.
That's right.
Case closed.
That's right, Eric. You're
now,
absolutely right.
Unless these people want to see some hostages or something taken here, okay? They better turn down the temperature because we can't take the heat.
It's too hot.
Radio DJs don't respond well to heat.
No, we don't.
Not if we're not on a beach.
Might play the fish cheer or something, you know, in a weak moment.
You want to do that?
No.
Well, let's hope it gets better.
Yeah, it can't get any worse, Eric.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it can get worse because it got worse last year when we didn't have air conditioning. It got worse.
Although I tell you, Eric, quite honestly, I never talk about how hot it is in here, so they never really know because I come from the rule of thumb. Plus, they told me not to say anything.
Who told you not to say anything?
I forget who. Bill Senekowich, way back when. Remember? Remember Bill?
Years ago.
Yeah, but I thought nobody told me anything changed. So
it's gotten hotter.
Actually, Eric, with the air conditioning on. It's at least as hot as it was last year and the year before that with no air conditioning. So this is all a big bunch of...
Plus, we're out a few hundred bucks because we put in this air conditioning. Now, I must say...
We paid for this?
It's not our air... We don't have an air conditioner here. We are hooked up to the campus air conditioning system, which is the biggest mistake we ever made because the campus doesn't really believe in maintaining their systems.
That's right.
And consequently, things are always broken down.
That's right.
Ask anybody who lives on campus. They take away the hot water for a week and they don't tell you about it?
Cold shower in the morning. Yeah. That'll wake you up anyway,
that'll
huh?
That'll wake you up. Oh, that's for sure. Anyway, what I want to talk about tonight, whatever, is the summer and what people are going to do this summer. All right? I'd like to ask our listeners what they have planned for the summer of 1984. And at the same time, give us a call and tell us what you did in previous summers. And I'd like to give something away here. I'm sure I can find something somewhere. I will arrange for somebody to win an album somehow if they come up with a really, really, really interesting story. You know? So give us a call, 246-7901, and if you're that interesting person, you just might win an album. Hey, you know? It might even be a good album, too.
They're all great.
Yeah, okay. Every album ever put out is great. I guess
every
that's
every album that we give away and play are great.
Yeah. What are you doing this summer?
Any ideas? I'm you know, semi-working and semi-taking it easy.
Uh-huh.
I just left one job.
Which is this, what you do here? Is this working or taking it easy?
When the air conditioning is on, it's taking it easy, and when it's this warm, it's work. It's really not work.
No.
What I do is every once in a while, during a long song, I go out to the window and I stick my head out the window.
Uh-huh.
Which is good, because then from there I devise my forecast.
I thought I heard some people outside screaming.
Yes.
I was wondering what that was all about.
Ah!
Well,
No, so I'm just going to, I'm going to spend some time at the beach. As you know, I just got over a rough working schedule.
Uh-huh.
And now I've kind of toned things down for the summer, because the summer traditionally is a time when you're supposed to just take it just a little bit easy and really enjoy life. Because let's face it, if you're on the way home right now on the Long Island Expressway in bumper-to-bumper traffic, mm-hmm. you're not really living, right?
To me,
the summer means maybe leaving that hour earlier to beat the traffic, okay? Going in that hour later to beat the traffic in the morning.
Beating the traffic. That's what it all boils down to.
Taking
right?
a longer lunch hour.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you know, making some time for yourself to get outside and with some good friends and enjoy yourself, whether it be picnicking in the park or...
The park? What park?
The park. Any park.
There's a park? Oh, any park. Okay.
The park with the sun.
There are a lot of good parks in on Long Island.
This is,
not only
this
parks,
is,
but places where people just haven't
people
found from, themselves
people
yet.
People from other areas come to Long Island to vacation. They don't just go out east.
They drop their Twinkie wrappers all over the place.
That's
and I
right.
want to talk to them about that. You know,
that's
this
right.
is not a garbage can, this island here.
Eric, give them hell.
Yeah, you come out from Ohio or Denver or wherever you're coming from. Now,
keep them in the car and drop them off as you drive through the city.
That's right. Don't mess up our home. This is Long Island. This
that's
is where
right.
we live all year long.
That's right. You summer do as you.
Uh-huh. Well.
Actually, that's what I'm doing for my summer. I'm just kind of enjoying it and, you know, working somewhat and allowing time to have a good time.
Uh-huh.
That's what I'm going to do.
Do you consider the summer to have begun yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think with this weather it has begun.
Definitely.
This is it.
Last
here.
Week I was wondering if it would ever begin.
Uh-huh. Well,
I was getting ready to build an ark.
I'd just like to say, there are people out there, they're always out there, and nobody wants to be the first caller.
That's right.
So I will extend a very special thank you to the first person who calls us up and breaks the ice, okay? Because once the first person calls, that pretty much like
opens... When it rains, it pours.
Right, you know.
It rains, it pours.
It opens the bag and everybody starts falling out. So give us a call, 246-7901, area code 516. Be the first caller, and you will get a very special thank you from both me and Buddy.
Yes.
Isn't that right? We'll
yes.
both.
And if your story is really, really out of sight.
We don't really have to give us a story, but just something, you know, what would you like to do
make
in
it
the
truthful.
Summertime?
Make it truthful.
Yeah. What would you like? Here's our first caller. Oh. But what would you like to do in the summertime? What have you done before? I've got some good stories I could spin. I'm sure you do, too.
I have some good stories, too, but we might lose our license.
Well, we're not really looking for those kind of stories. Well, this is also the first time we've used the brand new telephone mic. Are you ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
USB, you're on the air.
Hi there. Might I first use your new microphone?
Hey, you are, and it's working fine, isn't it?
Yeah. I was on the Robert Moses Causeway. I didn't think I was going to make it.
You're on the Robert Moses Causeway, huh?
I'm home now.
Wow. Well, how's
what am I going to do this summer?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Stand in the unemployment line again.
Really?
Yeah, I was the one I called about a month ago about the state job, that big mix-up.
Oh, what happened with that?
Well, I'm still working on it. I'm out now. Yesterday was my last day.
Did you talk to anybody? Give our listeners an idea, this gentleman called up about a job that I believe he had been tricked out of. You worked for the state, and they told you that you didn't have to take a certain test to keep the job, and it turns out that you did have to take that test, and because you didn't, you lost the job.
Yeah, I wrote a letter to somebody up in Albany. As a matter of fact, I hand-delivered it just to make sure they get it.
You went up to Albany?
Yeah, well, what I was going to do is I was going to send it certified mail, but that would have
Yeah.
I drove it up there. I didn't care.
Well, just as long as you wrote down the name of the person you gave it to, because they have a tendency of losing things up there.
He got it, and I called him, but I don't know. Now
Well, my advice to you is that you not let up on them.
I went to Trunzo's office yesterday, and I also went to my assemblyman, Harrenburg's.
Uh-huh.
But they're both up in Albany, but they have, like, their legal secretaries around.
Well, keep pestering them, but at the same time, take care of yourself in the present. Don't assume that this job's going to come back, but pester them as if you were depending on it, but work as hard as you can so that you don't have to depend on it. Yeah.
But they found some loopholes in my letter when I handed it to the assemblyman's office, you know. But I did it in layman's terms. I didn't write it in terms of a lawyer, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, that's something that that's really getting me a bit upset is all this lawyer talk, you know, how to talk legally. Did you ever read the legal notices in the newspaper? Lawyers understand that talk, and it's really a disadvantage to the average person.
That's right.
You can't get anything done without knowing how to communicate. It's like they have their own secret language.
So what you have to do is you have to go out and hire your own lawyer.
Here, I'll read this part of the letter where they found the loophole. Just for the record, to throw it on the air, you know?
Okay.
Let's see, it's a small paragraph. Let's see, a test was given in August 1983, and a list was compiled. I was told I was losing my job because I did not take the test. I would have taken the test if I had known it was mandatory, but I was never informed it was being given. Now, they found a loophole over there. I would have taken the test if I had known it was mandatory. Even I was supposed to know.
Uh-huh.
But they should look into the letter a little deeper because I was told that I never would have had to take the test anyway, and I gave them information to put the test together. See, that's the only thing I have going for me right now to help me get that job back. If he can just find the information that I gave to help construct the exam.
Uh-huh. Well, I wish you luck, and what are you planning to do during the summer? I mean, you say you're going to stand on unemployment lines, but are you going to try to find something else?
Well, I get bored pretty fast if I'm not working.
Yeah, I assume most people do. Not necessarily working, but just doing something meaningful.
Yeah, some people like to take it easy.
Uh-huh.
But I already looked into one place already, but it's one of them... regular jobs, you go into the factory every day, and you fix this or whatever the heck it is you do. I like variety. See, I was fixing television. It's always something different.
Uh-huh.
Type deal every day. I was going to see if I could try and do something on my own. I got equipment and tools and stuff like that. I was going to try and start small and see if I can maybe develop my own business.
Sure, why not?
Well, it's easy to say, but we'll see what happens. People have always been satisfied with my work. We'll see what happens.
Give it a shot. Try everything you can, you know.
Well, do I win an album now or what?
Well, if you listened, I said if the first person called, we'll get a very gracious thank you, and this is my thank you. Thank you so much for calling up and being on the air.
Okay, I'll leave some room for you now. Let me tell you, you got the best station going on the island. I'll leave you with that.
Well, thanks very much.
The only station I listen to.
Yeah? And it's not because it's the only station you can get.
It's not.
Great. Okay, well, keep on listening, and we'll hear from you again. Keep us posted on your progress.
Yeah, bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. 246-7901 is our telephone number, area code 516. Give us a call. Tell us what you're doing this summer, what you've done in the past. I've done all kinds of funny things. Everybody's got to get a summer job at one point in their lives, just to go from one semester to the other, maybe raise some money for living expenses or tuition or something like that. So you get the most crazy type of jobs. You get the weirdest things that you would never consider doing full time. Now, I've talked about this a couple of times on the air before. I remember especially during The Voice of Long Island, there was a period when we talked about what I was doing a lot. Where can I start here? I guess I'll try to start with one of the first jobs I had, and that was as a good humor man. Yes, I was a good humor man for a summer. I saw this ad in the campus newspaper that said, "Hey, you can be a good humor man, bringing joy to little kids all over the island or wherever we send you, and, you know, be your own boss," that kind of thing. And it was interesting, so I went and applied, and I ended up getting it. So I drove this little good humor truck a couple of times a week all over Long Island, wherever they would send me, and sold ice cream. It was really weird, really strange, having to stop, hearing kids calling you and knowing that that's the signal to stop, and you have to get out of your truck and open up the back and, you know, go fishing for the stuff that the kids are asking you for, and eventually you find it, and the kids don't have enough money, and all kinds of things like that. It was interesting. Long hours, about 10 or 12 hours a day, which wasn't too much fun. But you could always stop and munch out on cripples. That's what they call the ice cream that you wouldn't sell. They call them cripples. And they can be pretty disgusting looking. A toasted almond bar that's bent in two and has been God knows where. But they just throw them out if they don't sell them, so that's what we used to do. It was an interesting way to spend the summer, and I didn't take it all that seriously, which I think is what got me going, what kept me sane. Because if you just think about selling ice cream, say 5 days a week, some people work 7 days a week doing this, and they've been doing it for upwards of 20 years. Well, that's insane. How can you possibly lead a normal life just thinking about selling ice cream all the time? You know, I was driving a regular car through my neighborhood, and I turned the block, and my hand just reached up to the mirror. You know why it reached up to the mirror? Because I was trying to pull bells. That's right, you drive these trucks, you pull the bell all the time. So I was driving, and for a few weeks after I stopped working there, I would keep reaching for the bells, and it was the most embarrassing thing, because I had to explain it to anybody I was driving with, you know, why I suddenly reached up like that. And you go to sleep at night with bells and kids yelling at you in your mind. It can drive you nuts after a while. Really. Really, totally. Totally nuts. So I've told one of my stories, sort of. You tell me one of yours, or one of the ones you think are going to be coming up. 246-7901 is our phone number. Area code 516.
246-7901.
This is the Ministry of Truth, and we've got all kinds of fun things. You know, we talked about dead cows last week. We talked about this place somewhere upstate New York, Binghamton, I believe, where they take cows, either live cows or dead cows, and if they're live cows, they turn them into dead cows, and then they make dog food out of them. And we called up this place, and we asked them about that. They asked us, what do we do with our dead cows down in Stony Brook, or in Setauket, or the Three Village area, Long Island in general? And I didn't know, I still don't know what we do with our dead cows, but I do know one thing, something that's kind of disturbing. There is a cow in Setauket, or at least there was a cow in Setauket, and ever since that radio program was on the air, I have not seen that cow, and I used to see it every single day, so I'm kind of wondering what happened, and I hope the fact that you can get money for donating cows to these horrible places didn't inspire somebody to kidnap this cow and make some bucks on it. Wouldn't be very nice. Anyway, give us a call, 246-7901. I will extend a special thank you now to the second caller. Usually the first caller is the one that breaks the ice, but apparently people are overly shy and timid today. There's no reason to be, because we are not nasty people. We're rather overheated here, but we're not horribly nasty. We won't take out our venom on you. If, however, somebody from campus administration or the physical plant calls us up, then we might be a bit uncontrollable. But the average person in the street, no, we won't attack you. There's no reason for us to do that. And don't try to give us one either. One thing that I want to do this summer is not go to the Olympics, okay? It's not that I support the Soviet boycott. I just don't want to be around all this craziness. I don't want to go to the conventions either. I have gone to conventions in the past, and I don't find them... They're interesting. you know, they're interesting, but they're kind of overblown, as are these huge, big events. Nothing but security people crawling all over the place. It's not that much fun. It's interesting to watch it on TV or something, but as far as being there, it's just too crazy, you know. It's best to find places that other people aren't milling around in. Discover new places that aren't on the maps. And that's what I'd kind of like to do this summer, is just explore, maybe explore Long Island a little bit, maybe explore the country a little bit, or maybe explore another planet or something like that. Whatever comes to mind, that is what I'd like to do, and I'm sure other people are with me on that. I'd also like to eventually cut my back lawn. This is something that's been troubling me for the last few weeks. Since February, I've got this strange grass that is very eager about growing, and it gets very high, and it moves very fast, and at a certain point, you just can't do anything about it. Now, I was all prepared to cut the grass last week. I was all ready, you know? And then it rained every single day of the week. And when it rains, and grass is long, it tends to stay wet for a long period after it stops raining. So the grass is just starting to dry out now. But it is at least 2 feet high, and I have no idea how I'm going to even start cutting grass that's 2 feet high. So that's probably going to take up most of my summer figuring out how to do that. If anyone has any suggestions, please give us a call. 246-7901, area code 516. I'd like to hear from people inside the area, but I'd also like to hear from people outside the area, so you might need to dial that 516. Weather forecast. Weather forecast usually gets people to call. It's going to be very sunny and warm until the sun sets. It's going to continue to be humid. Chance of a late afternoon thundershower. Highs will be 85 to 90. Okay, tonight, it'll be partly cloudy and mild. Lows 65 to 70. And tomorrow, partly sunny, very warm. And yes, it's going to be humid again, with a chance of a late afternoon thundershower. High, again, will be 85 to 90. Outlook for Saturday calls for partly sunny, hot and humid conditions with a chance of a late afternoon thundershower. And that's something I hope to see a lot of this summer, are thunderstorms. Thunderstorms are one of my favorite things in the world. The big kind, the loud ones that knock over trees and have power outages and maybe even knock radio stations off the air momentarily. It's, you know, something interesting to do. Now, what's going on out there? Are you people totally dead with the heat or something? The humidity? You're too lazy to get up and dial a telephone or punch in a few buttons on your touchtone? Come on, I mean, I've felt pretty bad, but I know most of you people are lounging around in air-conditioned houses right now, sipping lemonade and iced tea. Okay, now I don't mean to get... Okay, all right, I guess I don't have to get any more upset because people are starting to call now, but please don't get me to that point again. It wasn't pleasant. 246-7901. Oh, that was not nice. That was not nice at all. I'd like that person to call back. I'll have a few things to say to them. Now I've got to start my tirade all over again. First of all, 246-7901 is our telephone number. Now, as to you people who are too lazy to give us a call, well, I happen to know that lots of you are sitting around in your houses with the air conditioning on full blast, probably even watching cable TV or some disgusting bourgeois thing like that. Should I answer it this time? All right, I'm going to answer it this time. But if it's not there, I'm going to be upset. I am upset now. I am very upset. Someone is playing games out there, and it's not nice. Not nice at all. Not in this hot, muggy studio, okay? Uh-uh. Give us a call, 246-7901. Wait a minute, okay, this person is following instructions, I'll say that much. This person is doing what I'm asking him to do. He's picking up the phone and dialing, or she's picking up the phone and dialing. Now, it's a two-part thing here, okay? Pick up the phone, dial, and then stay on when I answer the phone and talk and say something else, okay? Something interesting that'll, you know, grab our attention. 246-7901, call us and talk. It's more or less the theme of our program here. But it's horrible. When it's hot and muggy like this, you can't really do anything. It's a lousy feeling. You feel like, you know, like a slug or something. And you don't want to get up and you know, do anything, fix the house or, you know, do something constructive. Even reading a book seems to make you sweat. So you just sort of lie around, you know, waiting for it to all stop, and maybe listen to the radio, maybe listen to a record or something crazy like that. And it's bad because you just get absolutely nothing accomplished, either mentally or physically, and you just sort of atrophy. You know, it's not a cool way to spend a summer at all. And you know, I'm not doing that now. I'm you know, babbling away on the air, so I feel like I'm accomplishing something. I don't know if I am, though. I don't know if I'm getting through to anybody. Is anyone out there? Give us a call.
516-246-7901.
Okay, I'm even going to tell another story about a job I once had over the summer. Okay? This was a couple of years ago. This was, I believe, 2 years ago. I remember it was when The Voice of Long Island was on the air, and it was probably the craziest job I've ever had, and that was a limousine driver. Yes, not one of these polished black limousine type things, I'll have you know. It was one of these, you know, cheapo kinds that you take to the airport, and I'm not going to name names because I don't need lawsuits and all that kind of stuff, but this was a real sleazeball operation. You know, you take people to airports, you take people from airports to their houses, and you know, you share rides with all these other people coming from airports. And that's what I had to do. I had to dress up in a little uniform and get in this car and drive all over Long Island. Yes, it was lots of fun. And I'd meet some interesting people, you know, people who are going to fun places. I met some people going over to England, and I even drove them back when they got back from England. They told me all about it, how a wonderful country it is, how much fun people have. And I drove a band, yes, a reggae band of famous people known as Burning Spear. In fact, I told this story once before on the air, where we had this van filled with these reggae people and their equipment, and I had to drive them to this hotel where they had to go into a driveway underneath the hotel, inside a garage, and I got in no problem. But then the van couldn't get past this pillar that was hanging from the ceiling, so I had to stop. So I stopped there, we unloaded all the stuff, and I started to back out. And that's when I realized that the van, being held down by all this equipment and all these people, enabled me to get under the first pillar. But when all the stuff was taken out, I couldn't get out from under the first pillar at all. So I was stuck in a garage with a van and a bunch of reggae people hanging out around me. So they saw my predicament, and they decided to give me a hand, and they all got into the van, about 6, 7, 8 of them, and they jumped up and down until I was able to get out from underneath the pillar. And it was very nice of Burning Spear to do that. I'm eternally grateful, because I don't know what I would have done. That's one of the interesting people I met. I've met all kinds of strange people. It was interesting. You know, you didn't make too much money doing that kind of thing. But, you know, you could drive all over the place, take in the sights. But after a while, driving drives you crazy. You sleep and you're driving in your sleep. And you just can't deal with it anymore. And you realize, you know, the longer you're on the road like this, the more of a chance you're going to get into an accident or something. Fortunately, that didn't happen to me. But it was ever present in my mind. So that was a summer spent doing that, which was interesting, as I said. Interesting way of doing things. Anyway, I want to hear about other people's summers. I want to hear what people are doing this summer. I want to hear what people have done in other summers. Give us a call, 246-7901, area code 516. Okay, the first person who calls me will win themselves a record, okay? I am getting desperate here. If I have to get a record for my own collection, I'll do that, all right? Area code 516-246-7901. First person calling, the very first one. And you have to talk, too. You can't just hang up. All right. USB, you're on the air.
Hi!
Hi there. Well, you
unions, how are you contacted about those? Because I guess I'll be contacted one day soon.
What they did was the people who were formed the committee for it called to the addresses and the numbers that were from 10 years ago to our parents' house, where we lived 10 years ago with our parents. And to those people, a great number of parents still have the same address or whatever, still the same phone number, and they were able to get in touch with them. And then they have a list of the people they couldn't get in touch with that they sent around with the letter. And like I knew a few people on the list, I knew where they were, whereas the people on the committee didn't know where they were. So you just tell them, say, I know where George is. He's living out in San Francisco now, and here's his address. And that's how, you know, word gets around.
Is this the first reunion of your high school?
Right, the 10-year one.
Uh-huh. So I guess I graduated in 1977, so I guess I'll be getting something in 3 years.
Yep.
That'd
something
be
to look
nice.
Forward to. I was looking forward to it for the past 10 years. We talked about it when we were in high school, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I haven't kept track with virtually anybody that I went to high school with.
Aww.
But occasionally I run into somebody who has gone to high school with me, and they haven't kept track. I don't think we're a very responsive class, you know.
Oh my goodness. Well,
we're rather hostile.
I know.
Hostile.
With my group of people, we were really good friends, and we all, you know, well, 10 years from now we're going to be getting back together again. So we're heading for a good time this September. I know it.
What part of Canada are you going to be going to?
Oh, for the reunion, no. The family reunion is in Toronto. The high school reunion is in Florida.
Okay. Now, I asked you about Canada because I was over there, well, not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting place, especially Quebec.
Oh, no, I've never been to Quebec.
Oh, that's a fun place because they're very bilingual there. Everything is bilingual.
Mm-hmm.
Even the stop signs, they say stop, arrête, you know, all of them are, it's amazing. Everything is in two languages, called cans, and, you know, everybody is fluent in both languages. You call up a telephone operator and no problem, either language.
Yeah, okay.
And everything just seems to move so smoothly. Everything seems to be very efficient and clean.
I've heard that of that city, that it's a wonderful place to visit.
Yeah. Have you been to Toronto before? Yeah, it must have been if you go to these reunions.
Well, yes. For, you know, ever since I've been a little girl, we've been making yearly or every third year or whatever, we've been going up there. Uh-huh.
I've never been to Toronto. What kind of a city is that?
Well, to tell you the truth, the Toronto city must be pretty big, but I've never really been in it.
Because
everybody lives like out in the suburbs type area, just kind of like what Long Island is to New York.
Yeah.
And that's, we always are out, you know, at somebody's house, and it's in the suburb. It's the same type of area that Huntington and Smithtown and everything.
There's Long Island is very unique in that you can do just about anything. You can visit the surf. You can go to a farm. You can, you know, there's really very little you can't do, but in a place like Toronto, it's, I don't know, are there things that we take for granted that just can't be done there?
Well, in where we went last time we had the reunion, 3 years ago, a section of lakes, now I'm not familiar exactly with the name, something about George's, something or other in the name, anyway, a section of lakes that you cannot match on Long Island at all.
Uh-huh.
And these are nice, beautiful, clear blue water lakes with nice land where it's hardwood trees on the land, and I mean, we really had a nice time, and you couldn't, Long Island doesn't have that to offer.
Yeah.
But Long Island definitely has its shores.
How about the stars at night? Have you ever noticed them up there?
Well, I've always had a problem with seeing and glasses and whatnot.
Oh, yeah?
I've never been much of a stargazer because I can't see the stars and I'm not wearing my glasses.
Well, a couple of times I've been up there, it's really pretty amazing. First of all, everything is shifted a little bit, you know, in the sky because you're further north.
Uh-huh.
But as far as clearness, there's virtually no haze, you know, if you're in the right part. If you're near a city, you know, you might have that problem.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck on this this reunion. And if you want to claim your record, give me a call back after the show. I'll take your name and address, and I'll send you something.
Okay, when is the show over then, about 8 or what?
7 o'clock is when we finish. Yeah, we have Deirdre Jersey coming in with Curtain Up. And, yeah, you can call me then, and I'll take down your name.
Great, thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. I've hit a new low here. I have to bribe people to call me. 246-7901 is our number, area code 516. If you'd like to prove how unmaterial-minded you are, give me a call now, because the next person who calls will win absolutely nothing, all right? Absolutely nothing. And if that's what's important to you, give me a call right now. 246-7901, area code 516. You won't get anything out of it, but you will prove to the people listening that you are of high caliber, okay? And that, you know, you're not concerned with this, you know, materialistic stuff. All right. Give us a call. 246-79. Here we go. There's a nice person on the phone here. USB, I respect you, whoever you are.
If you find out who I am, you won't respect me anymore.
Hi, Steve. How are you? You know, believe it or not, someone else is calling, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he's not calling from such an unusual place as I am. I have one of these wireless phones.
Oh, no. You're kidding.
I'm at my friend's house, and I said, I have to call Eric up. He said it's going really bad again.
This isn't one of these cellular things, is it?
And she gave me this phone, which there were no wires attached or anything, and it's really strange.
Is this a cellular phone, Steve?
What do you mean, a cellular?
I don't know. That's a new type.
It has a little antenna and...
Okay, it sounds like one of the regular kind.
Yeah.
You can probably pick up this conversation on an AM radio now somewhere, because that's what happens with those phones.
Lots of people in Stony Brook is listening to my phone conversation.
It's quite possible, you know?
I just wanted to call up because coming up June 29th is the U.S. 7th anniversary.
Oh, the 7th anniversary of us being FM, huh?
Right, and I don't know, you remember each year we have an anniversary collage?
Yeah.
And on a little card at the end it says, you know, USB thanks its listeners for 7 years of faithful listening.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's time the listeners started paying us back?
You know, I think you're right. How can they pay us back, though?
I was thinking maybe we should have a drawing where a listener can take a USB DJ out to dinner.
Now, that would be nice.
Or something like that.
How about a popularity contest?
Well, I don't want to do a popularity contest because I would win hands down. It wouldn't be fair to everybody else.
Well, I just want to, you know, I hate winning contests, and that's one I'd be assured of not winning, so I just would like to, you know, have that kind of thing.
But I was just curious, you know, if people would be into doing that or not. Maybe you should find out or, because, you know, I haven't had a decent dinner in a long, long time, and,
Hey, you know, it sounds really obnoxious. I like it. People should call us up. You know, you lost my other call. Another person was calling, and he was a legitimate caller. Now, I want that person to call back.
Would he buy you dinner?
What?
Would he buy you dinner?
I don't know, or she. You know,
it's
possible. But, you know...
I think it's time, you know... I mean, we do a lot of hard work in there. The studios are always overheated.
Uh-huh.
Just during the summer and during the winter.
Oh, you should see it now, Steve. Hi, Frank. Where'd you come
from? I was in there last night, Eric. I know what it was like.
Oh, it's horrible.
Yes.
It's horrible. Isn't it horrible, Frank?
Mm, horrible.
Frank, you're dressed for the summer. We're dressed for fall and autumn and stuff like that.
Well, Frank doesn't care because he built the place and he's responsible for the way it feels.
Well, he's responsible for a lot of good things around here.
Yes.
A lot of good things. What?
But anyway, moving on.
I couldn't hear you. My headphones weren't working. This other caller is calling me now.
Okay, well, tell them, you know, I'm available any weeknight for dinner and, you know, I wouldn't mind, you know, maybe a nice French restaurant in the city.
Yes, okay, we'll keep you in mind for that, Steve. And thanks for calling.
Have a good show.
Goodbye.
How do I hang this phone up?
I don't know, but I know how to do it here. And I just did it. 246-7901 is our phone number. While Steve is struggling to hang up the cordless phone, let's go to our next call. USB, you're on the air.
Good evening, Eric. This is Joe from the press.
Hi, Joe, the editor of the Stony Brook Press, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you the editor for next year, too?
Yes, I am. I ran for re-election. It was a rough fight, but I managed to
Wow.
Speak by.
I hope you did it without, you know, destroying people. It sometimes gets to that. It's a nasty business, but it's got to be done.
Well, it's not as bad as Wasby, but, you know how.
Yes, Wasby, the power struggle here is just simply amazing sometimes.
I had called up earlier, and then I heard your last caller on the phone, and up to listen to him, and then you were complaining about not having me there, so I had to call back.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you did, because, you know, you were calling to show your integrity that you didn't care about winning something. Is that correct?
No, that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that was your name, virtually, that I was calling. What are you going to do this summer?
Well, basically, I'm really worried this summer, Eric.
You're worried?
I'm concerned with our governor.
Our governor? You mean Governor Cuomo?
Yeah.
What about him? What's he doing
now?
Well,
he went really over the edge on this 21 thing, and after he lost it, I got a feeling he's not like us anymore.
He's going to perhaps take vengeance or something?
I don't know what he's going to do, but it really worries me, and I'm wondering if there's, we're going to recall him somehow.
Well, now, what is the story with this 21 thing, 21 drinking age? Is it dead for a long time, or is it just vetoed once?
What had happened was everyone thought it was dead for the last month. They thought it was stalled in committee in both the legislature, in both the assembly, rather, and the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And apparently after school ended, although I wouldn't want to suggest that that was a coincidence, it suddenly zoomed through the Senate Investigations Committee, and then in the course of about 2 days, it went through about three committees in the Assembly to get to the Assembly floor. The Assembly debated really viciously for about 7 hours on it,
yeah.
Only to vote no by, I think it was a 70 to 69 margin.
That's pretty close. Now, what kind of a margin would they have needed to pass? I mean, it wouldn't have...
Well, it would have needed a majority to pass. It, had it passed in the Assembly,
uh-huh.
It probably would have had an easier time in the Senate.
Uh-huh.
And then certainly once it got to the governor, it would have been signed right away.
Hmm.
So the Assembly was really where the opponents of the bill were concentrating on beating it.
Now, I assume you're one of the opponents.
Yeah, I thought it was a bad idea.
Why?
Well, it's unfairly discriminatory. I mean, it works out that something like 0.5% of people in the 19 to 20-year-old age groups are involved in accidents. It's pretty unfair to say that the other 99.5% can't drink just because of that.
Uh-huh.
Especially considering that most people start drinking when they're about 16 years old. Certainly Mario Cuomo probably did.
I'd like to find out about that. I'll bet he could tell us a few stories. But now, how low should the drinking age be? Is 18 fair then?
Well, I think 18 is fair.
Oh, 19, actually.
Considering that most of the other rights that we have as citizens kind of go into full force at the age of 18.
Like the right to be drafted or something.
Right to be drafted, right to, like, file lawsuits, things like that all start at 18.
Uh-huh.
I don't see what the problem is there. I mean, I don't think we can get any lower than 19 in the next few years, but, I mean, we have to try and hold it there.
Do you support the mandatory seatbelt law that they're now proposing?
Well, I don't think that's a particularly bad idea. From what I hear, they have that in Canada, and it seems to be working fairly well there. In Canada, they have an 18-year-old drinking age in every province,
uh-huh.
And they've never had any problem with that at all.
Interesting. What are you going to do, what have you done in past summer, since that's what we're talking about today? That's what I like to get people to call up about. Have you had any, like, really interesting jobs or unusual things?
Well, I've been out here.
Uh-huh.
I've been out here lately, and that hasn't been too interesting.
Yeah. Well, it can be kind of dull in the summertime.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's out here. But in the past, in your high school days, before you started going to college?
Well, actually, I hate to tell this joke, but...
Joke?
It's not a joke. It's actually halfway true. I worked in an optical factory.
A what?
An optical, a lens grinding factory.
I thought you said a pickle family. Factory.
Optical factory.
Okay.
And a guy fell into a lens grinding machine and made a spectacle of himself.
Now, you say that the story is half true, so I'm going to try to focus on the part that is true. did someone, in fact, fall into a lens grinding machine?
Oh, that was the false part, actually, Eric.
Uh-huh. What was the true part? Somebody made a spectacle of themselves?
No, it worked in the optical factory.
Oh, that was the true part.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure glad you shared that with us. What does an optical factory, I mean, how does it work? What do? You make little pieces of glass?
You make lenses and prisms.
And how do you do that? How do you make a prescription lens?
Well, what they do is they have a whole bunch of different type grindstones, and they throw the glass into that, and they put a bunch of abrasive liquid over it, and then just grind it for 10 or 15 minutes until it's exactly the right shape.
I see. That's very interesting. And did you do that for an entire summer?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like?
I was the prism man.
You were the prism man.
Those little triangles of glass. Like.
I always pictured you working with prisms somehow. Yes, you're a very colorful type of a person. now you say you did this for the entire summer. What was your responsibility, though? Would you mathematically equate how a certain thing is going to be made?
Well, no. You'd normally be working with just typical standard-shaped prisms.
Yeah.
And you set them up in their molds and then have them grinded.
Yeah.
And then when they came back, they'd be in plaster, and you'd have to knock them out of their molds and wrap them up.
Was it a repetitive type of a thing, the same thing over and over again?
Yeah, there wasn't a whole lot of excitement in it, but it wasn't totally dull.
Yeah, well, it brought a paycheck every week, right? That's
yeah, just barely.
I can't stand, I never have been able to stand the kind of jobs where you just have to, you know, do the same thing over and over again. You know, factory work or warehouse labor, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we'll be doing the press this summer.
Uh huh.
Like last summer.
Well, that's good, putting out a newspaper.
That's
you,
never the same thing twice.
You don't get paid for that, though, right?
Not much.
Oh, you do get paid?
Oh, no, we don't get paid.
Oh.
But I mean, if, you know, we pick up your job at typesetting and make a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Well, look, we have another call. So thanks for sharing that with us.
Okay, thanks a lot, Eric.
Take care.
Have a nice day.
You too. I love when people say, have a nice day. 246-7901 is our phone number, area code 516, and that person just gave up. How do you like that? So the lines are open now, 516-246-7901. Tell us what's happening this summer for you, what happened in the past. Hi, Deirdre. What are you doing this summer, as long as we're talking about this? Curtain up?
Staying home and taking my clothes off.
Oh, well, that certainly sounds interesting. Have you done that in prior summers?
Not last summer. Last summer I spent in a library doing research work, so I decided this summer was the summer.
Uh-huh, the summer of 84, huh?
Mm-hmm.
The summer to throw aside all prohibitions and that kind of stuff.
Inhibitions.
Inhibitions, too. All bitions, you know? Exhibitions, etc. Well, that's good, that's good.
What are you doing this summer?
What am I doing? I'm going to try to understand the human race.
How?
I'm going to study it. I'm going to watch people and watch events and just sort of be philosophical and lean back in chairs, that kind of thing.
In any particular locale?
Not really. And probably around here, but I'd like to journey around a little bit, you know, in a trampish sort of way, I guess.
And always be back on Thursday nights.
Always be back Thursday nights at 6 for this show, yes. You know, somehow that's the one tie that binds the whole thing together.
Since the radio in my car is broken, what are some other people doing this summer?
Well, let's see. We just talked to somebody who worked in a lens factory. Another person called up who was going to be on unemployment. This other person's going up to Canada for a family reunion of about 250 people.
Oh.
Which I think is the most interesting thing so far. I've never been to one of those type of things. Maybe I should go to that one.
Yes, Canada. That sounds like
fun. Find out where it is and just sort of like, you know, mill around. No one would know who I was.
That's right. And what's another guest at a family reunion?
Right, you know.
Absolutely. Do you have a family?
Yes, I do have one. I have sprung from
humans.
Did they
have a reunion with you?
not to that extent. We've had, you know, get-togethers. But we don't like to get together all that much, you know, with millions and millions of people.
I see.
You know, I mean, we're fond of each other, but, you know, enough is enough.
Ah.
I don't want to overdo it.
I thought there were some skeletons in the closet and you didn't want to bring them out.
No, there aren't any skeletons, at least not as far as I know. But, you know, if there were skeletons, they'd certainly come out at a time like that, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. We have a skeleton coming up tonight on Curtain Up.
You do?
Yes.
A soundtrack to a horror film or something?
No, actually, I'm thinking of it in terms of being a skeleton because it's been hanging around for so long. But we're doing Kiss Me, Kate tonight.
Ooh. Well, that sounds interesting.
Yes, and my son was very interested to learn that it's based on Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew.
Yes, yes. Wasn't the name of the person in that Kate, too, or something similar to Kate?
Catherine.
Catherine.
Catherine, that's close to Kate.
Yeah, that's close enough.
Close to Kate.
I mean, Kiss Me, Catherine sounds kind of silly.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
And Kate isn't a good name for Shakespeare to use.
No. And then we have another old standard of the theater, probably...
Psycho?
No. Theater. Not movies tonight.
All right.
We're going to do Showboat.
Showboat. That's one of my favorites.
Now, Showboat's been around. It's probably like the first, almost the first American piece of theater.
Are you doing the theater version, not the film version of Showboat?
Correct. We have, I think, Howard Keel.
Uh-huh.
If you want to wait a minute, I'll tell you exactly who we have.
Well, we'll know for sure at 7 o'clock. Or do you have it with you? Oh, here it is.
It's not Howard Keel. It's John Raitt. And Barbara Cook, William Warfield, and Anita Darien. How's that for getting a plug in my show on your show?
Wow. Amazing. I have to repay the favor.
Listen, why don't somebody else call
you at
246-7901, right?
That's right. Okay. I've been appealing the whole hour long. I don't know. People seem to be sluggish. I mean, if you were sitting at your house now, would you feel inspired to call? If not, what would make you? Besides giving away things. I can't keep giving away things.
I don't know. You know what I think part of the problem is? Last week, you had such a good response because everybody was just home and hating the rain and very interested to get up and talk to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But today, everybody is so tired from this shock of heat that it's really hard to get inspired to do anything.
Yeah. Oh, I know what that feels like. And you'll feel the same way sitting in this room for 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's hotter in here than it is out there.
You have a call.
Thanks, Deirdre. I think you're responsible for this call. 246-7901 is our phone number. USB, you're on the air. Yes, you are responsible for that call, Deirdre. Thank you very much. Oh, boy. I think that person has an alarm that goes off whenever your voice hits the airwaves.
That's Dick from Wantagh.
It sure is.
Yes. Dick has had a love affair with this radio station now for about 3 years, and he drives everybody crazy.
Some people more than others.
Yes, this is true. However, he's probably our... It's hard to measure something like this, but he is probably the person who listens to WUSB the most besides on-air staff people.
And you can see what it does to you.
Especially a show like yours.
Do you think this is him again?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Or do you think this is he again? I'm not sure which is right. Is it he or him? I just hope it's not a dial tone. USB, you're on the air.
Hello.
Ah, hi. Yes, I'd love to.
Well, you see, I'm going to be wrecking houses this summer.
You're
going to
be wrecking houses?
All over Long Island.
Oh, my God. Are you going to warn people before you start doing it?
Well, it depends, you know.
Uh-huh. Are you just going to... Are you an independent type person, or are you working for a house wrecking company?
Freelance house wrecker.
You're a freelance house wrecker, huh? Sure. Now, what kind of house wrecking do you do? Is it the physical damage, or do you tear families apart?
Well, you see... the first does the second. Wrecking their houses tears their families apart.
Yeah. But if, say, you know, you went in and had some affairs or something, that's...
This is a serious job. We actually...
Actually, that's more of a home wrecker than a house wrecker.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Contracted.
Have you done this before, or are you just starting something new?
Well, this is something new to me.
Uh-huh. What are your previous qualifications?
Well, you see, my uncle got me in.
Uh-huh.
I have no qualifications for this.
Uh-huh. So it sort of runs in the family, wrecking houses.
Well, yeah, my uncle's kind of, you know, he's getting old, he wants to pass it on to somebody.
Well, that's quite understandable. Have you practiced around your own house at all?
A little here and there, you know, outside.
Yeah.
Wrecked a couple of sheds.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be any... When do you start?
Oh, I start next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. Are you nervous? You think you can do it?
Oh, I think I can do it.
Yeah.
Where do you live?
No, you're not going to get it that easily from me. I can tell you where the administration building is on campus, though. You might be interested. Okay, well, what kind of jobs have you had in the past, or have you had any jobs in the past?
Well, nothing really steady.
Uh-huh. But anything interesting?
Well,
Strange? Silly?
Well, at a fish factory.
You worked in a fish factory. Now, there you go. What kind of fish did you work with?
Salmon.
Uh-huh. Now, where do
there
salmon...
There's an echo in here.
What?
There's an echo in here.
I don't think so. I think I'm repeating everything you say.
Okay.
Yeah. where do they get salmon on Long Island? Or were you on Long Island? What?
Ship them down.
They ship them down. Yeah. I see. And what do? Put them in little cans?
No, big cans.
Big cans. Uh-huh. That's really interesting. That's one of the most interesting ones. How long did you manage to take that before you went crazy?
The machines put them into the cans. We actually process them.
Right.
It's a gruesome tale.
Yeah, I can imagine. Quite a few tales to tell as far as that goes. And you only work with salmon. The whole building was just full of salmon and nothing else.
You know, if you want to put it like that, there were some... It used to be a trout processing place, you know, but salmon's bigger now.
Uh-huh. So there's like a salmon building and a trout building.
There's more money in salmon.
Yeah. Oh, everybody knows that.
I told you I'd get out of that business, now I'm wrecking houses.
Well, I think wrecking houses is more of an individual type of thing. I mean, anybody can work with salmon, but how many people can really wreck a house, you know?
I mean, I was applying for this executive position 3 weeks ago, and the guy asked me what my future plans were, and I mean, I really couldn't tell him about this.
Well, look, I wish you the best of luck wrecking houses, and
thank you.
I'll look forward to reading about it in the papers.
Sorry, do you want to give me anything or what?
I'd like to give you some advice, but I can't think of any for a house wrecker right now. But just be careful that, you know, when you wreck these things.
I really like your show. I think it's great.
Well, thanks for calling. Where are you calling from, by the way?
Old Massapequa.
Old Massapequa, huh?
Long Island.
Did you say Old Massapequa?
Massapequa. I said Old Massapequa.
Oh, you said Old Massapequa, because I was going to wonder if it's like Old Westbury or Old Bethpage or something. But
oh, it's a small town.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a nice place. Nice place.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime.
Good luck with the houses.
Okay.
So the house wrecker is on Long Island. At least we know that now. You have time for one last call. You can be the last person to call up the show tonight. 246-7901, area code 516. You can say something really witty for about 5 seconds or something. And then we'll be back next week with another edition of the Ministry of Truth, where we'll talk about something else that's going on. We can talk about what you're going to do in the fall, what schools you go to, well, that kind of crazy thing, you know. 246-7901 is our phone number, and Curtain Up is up next with music from Kiss Me Kate and Showboat. And I suppose there's not enough inertia out there. Well, there is plenty of inertia out there, and people just don't want to dial their numbers. Although I always am a bit wary of saying goodnight, because I think someone is frantically dialing and they're, you know, they're just going to miss me because I'm going to say goodnight. But I don't know. I can't wait forever. Nope, I can't wait any longer. Sorry. That's it for this week on the Ministry of Truth. And hopefully next week will be cooler, or it'll be raining or something, and more people will give us a call and start a good conversation or maybe a debate. Should I answer this? All right, I'm a nice person. USB, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm just saying, going to say hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Okay, where are you calling from?
Calling from Marine Sciences.
From where? Marine Sciences on campus?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's very hot here.
It's hot there too, huh?
Yeah.
And you know who we can blame for that, don't you?
The guy who got burned in the forest recently?
No, you can blame the people who work at the physical plant who don't fix their machinery.
They don't?
No, they
Why
don't.
Why not?
Because it breaks down all the time, and they say, you know, next week it'll be fixed maybe, you know, and that's the kind of response we get.
Well, I'm amazed you answered this phone.
Yeah, I can believe that. Do you do...
You know how much willpower you have.
Yeah, I'm very convincing when I have the mind to. Next week I'll try convincing people to do outrageous things, you know, instead of call up. But I'd just like to ask you one thing before we go off.
Sure.
You're working down in marine sciences, I assume.
Yeah.
Not just breaking in or something. All right, well, when it's hot like this, do you find that you can do the kind of work that you do when it's not hot?
No.
You find yourself...
I think actually that has nothing to do with it.
Really?
I think if you have to do something, you just do it.
I guess a lot of it depends on your mood, but I find myself working a lot better when it's cool outside or when it's raining or something.
Well, that's probably true,
uh-huh.
But it's hard to say.
Yeah, I'm just...
Easier to study when it's cold.
You can, yeah, definitely, when it's cool and when there are no distractions.
Right.
But you can control people and make them not produce anything and not get ahead by keeping them in a hot, humid climate all the time. That's my theory.
It's a good theory.
Yeah, I think I'll market it. Anyway, thanks for calling up. You are the last caller.
Well, congratulations for answering.
Okay. Something to cherish forever, being the last caller on this Thursday night. Deirdre Jersey is up next. I'm Eric Corley. I'll be in next week, I think. Yeah, unless the world ends or something. I will see you next week then for the Ministry of Truth. And good night, good luck, all that kind of thing. Bye.
The Ministry of Truth.
The light that melted something.